Grace and peace, everyone. Blessings, blessings to everyone this evening. This is Elder Sabrina Lopez, so honored to come before you tonight. Our Bishop Darius Nixon sends his blessings to each and every one of you this evening. He has been called away this evening on a kingdom business assignment. And tonight, our teaching and our prayer focus this month is going to be on what matters most. We are going to be focusing and teaching on putting our focus on things that matter most. Focusing on what matters most. In this hour, we must be so focused, and we must begin to remain focused on God's word and what he has declared over our lives. And not only we should be focused, but we must be diligently working in the grace of God and the giftings of God and in the power of his Holy Spirit. In this hour, we must not give our attention to things that we shouldn't, that would take us off course, that would allow us to have distractions and disturbances. And those distractions and those disturbances will begin to prevent us from giving our full attention to what God has already ordained and assigned individually for our lives. We must realize that distractions, they're going to come. And when distractions come, they come in all forms. And sometimes it's people that come to distract you and set you off course. Sometimes it's things. It's they're things that comes. They come with interruptions, and they come with obstructions, and they're hindrances, and they're roadblocks, and they're things that come. And the purpose of why it's coming to stop your momentum. It's coming to stop your stride. It's coming to cause you to be disturbed. It's coming to interrupt your peace and to take your mind off of being settled. It's coming bringing situations and issues and arising with thoughts that will take you off course. It's becoming an interference of what God has already ordained and planned, the will and the purpose for your life. You have to remember that when these disturbances and these issues, they arise, they come to set you off course, and they come to take you off balance, to cause you to tilt, to cause you to lean in the wrong direction, in the opposite direction. It comes to confuse us, to confuse our mind, to make us think, is this really happening? Am I really in this? It comes as a deterrent. It comes to bewilder us. Sometimes we feel bewildered and we feel baffled. Like, did that just happen? Yes, that just happened. But you have to remember that in this season, the enemy, he wants to rob you. He wants to steal from you. And most of all, if he can get your attention, if he can get your mind off course and off plan, then you're not focused. If he could take you out of focus where your lens and your eyes and your spirit and your heart and your ears, where your all your gates, your ear gates, your eye gates, your mouth gate, all your gates now are confused and your mindset is somewhere else. If he can just get you off focus from where you're going, because remember, God has already knows our ending from our beginning. He already knows, and he's already established it. But it's up to us to go after it and to focus on the will of God and the plan of God, what he has already ordained over our lives. In this season, we must have faith. I mean, you got to know that you know. You got to trust in God, knowing that what God has already done. He's already mapped out the plan. He's already set everything in motion. He knows the beginning from the ending, and he slapped that right in between, knowing the course that he has set for your life. And your assignment is not to be distracted. Your assignment is to keep your heart and your mind and your spirit and your members prostrated before God. Why? Because we have an assignment and we have a destination that God has already ordained for us to achieve. In this season, we have to be so careful of focusing on what doesn't matter and focus on what matters. What matters is your relationship that you have with God, and not only with God, with your family, with your children, with your friends, with your co-workers. You have to know that you have been ordained and assigned. God has called us to the more excellent way. He has a plan and a will and a purpose for our lives. And what we must do is we must begin to allow God's Holy Spirit. We must begin to allow the presence, the word, the rhema word, the logos word, the power of this word to meet us just where we are. And we have to allow his word to be so seated and so planted and so rooted in us that when the contrary winds begin to blow, you may move slightly to the left. You may sway lightly to the right. You may rock forward and backwards. But what you will not do, you will not faint. Because if you remain in the posture seated in God, God will take care of you. Your feet will be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the works of the Lord. Beloved, this is the hour and this is the season that none like any other, that we must be so focused. We must be so focused of what God has already planted, seeded, and put in motion in us. We must not allow the things of the world to gather us and to draw us and to pull on us and to call us. Our ear gates must be so sensitive. Our ear gates must be so in sync to the voice of the Lord, to the word of the Lord, to know what is happening, to know what is going on, to be able to discern what's right. We must be so mindful and so careful in this season not to be delirious, because there's a fine line of truth and dishonesty. There's a fine line of what you're hearing these days. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to anoint our ear gates. The word of the Lord says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. I come to tell you tonight that the Spirit of the Lord is always speaking. We must position ourselves in a place to know and to hear the voice of the Lord, because he's going to direct our path. The word of the Lord says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. In this season, in this hour, we can't get distracted. We have to continue to look to the hills because that is where our help is coming from. We have to continue keep ourselves in the posture before God that we're just so humbled and we're so honored and we're ready for the next direction. We're ready to take the whole loaf, the whole rhema word and digest it. Why? Because when we digest it, it's food for our spiritual souls and it helps us. It guides us, it leads us, it directs us, and it orders our steps to where we are to go. We cannot allow what is happening in the earth to affect us because we are the chosen of God. We are the elect of God. We are, the Bible says, the apple of God's eye. He has a plan for us. There's a destination for us. There's a call on us. There are things that we have been called to do in this hour, and we must remain focused. We must remain seated in Him. The Bible says that He has carved us and the palm of His hand. And if you look at your hand and you begin to palm it, as you palm it, it becomes like a cup holding you. God is holding you tonight. He's holding you. And he's has His gentle hand there to guide you and lead you in the path of where you should go. So in this hour, be very, very careful of disturbances and distractions, whether it's your phone, whether it's YouTube, whether it's the TV, whether it's your coworkers, whether it's people, family, and friends. Be very careful not to be distracted, because when you become distracted, you are drawn away. You are drawn away. Be careful, little eye gates, what you look at, because what you see will seed into your heart. Be careful, ears, what you hear through your ear gates. But when you hear, it drops a seed, and you don't realize it, that your connections and the alliances and the things that you do, if God is not put first and if He's not in it, and if it's not His will and His plan, you're being tainted, and all of a sudden you can't see and you begin to lose your way because of the distractions. And you must know that it is the enemy's assignment. It is his assignment to distract us. But I just believe that in this hour, that we, the body of Christ, we, the elect of God, we, the chosen of God, we're going to put on the whole armor of God, because that's how we're going to be able to stand. And what we're going to do, we're going to seek Him in all things. We're going to acknowledge Him in all our ways. And the Bible says, and He shall direct our path. We're going to give our whole heart, our mind, our body, and our soul to Him, that we won't give ourselves over to vices, because there's so many vices that are available. But I tell you this, when you begin to prostrate your heart, and you begin to prostrate your mind and let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, your mindset begins to change. Your appetite begins to change. You begin to posture and get seated in Him. And now you begin to hear what the Spirit is saying. That's why the Word of God says, he that has an ear, because you can have an ear and be deaf and dumb. You can have a voice and it's never heard. It says, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. I come to tell you tonight that the Spirit is expressively speaking. The Spirit of the Lord, He's moving upon the earth. And we can't do it without Him. I wouldn't want to do it without Him, because the Bible declares in Him we move, in Him we live, in Him we have our being. So tonight, be mindful of distractions. Don't give an ear to the enemy. Don't look the wrong way. Don't glaze and stare at what you shouldn't stare at, because it opens a door. It opens a portal. And when the door gets open, it's a fight to shut it. But before we open the door, we will continue to prostrate ourselves before God, and we will continue to allow His Spirit and His power to resonate and breathe upon us. Why? He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Our Heavenly Father loves us, and He loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us with a true love. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. And he's caring about us. And I'm coming to tell you tonight, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the struggle is, no matter what it looks like, no matter if you wake up in the morning in pain, because sometimes we wake up in pain and we go to sleep in pain. I've come to tell you that God is watching over us. Our God is taking care of us. He loves us in the midst of every challenge, in the midst of every circumstance, in the midst of every unseen, unheard of situation. He knows all about it. And as long as we stay prostrated before Him, as long as we remain humble and kind and true and faithful and honest, as long as we keep ourselves where God has placed us and seated us, it's going to work out all right. Yes, there's going to be some lumps. Yes, there are going to be some bumps. Yes, 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 you're going to get tired. But we will never get weary. We can't get weary. Why? Because our God, our Savior, our loving God, He's here for us. And He loves us with an everlasting love. So you be encouraged this evening. You know that our God, our loving Father, He is so concerned about us. He is so concerned about our needs. He is so concerned about us, and we must keep focused, because the enemy is a distractor. He's always throwing some kind of fire, some kind of off fire, some kind of weird, some kind of strange fire to get you to look. Watch your God, your gates, because they are portals to your soul. Be careful what you allow in, because it's going to be a fight till you get it out. But if you remain, if you allow God's Spirit, and if you keep yourself in that place of humility and brokenness, our Father who's holding you, who's guiding you, He said, I would guide you and lead you in all truth. He will take care of you, because He's no shorter than His word, and He's a man that He cannot lie. Soon as He says it, it is true. Soon as He says it, it comes to pass. So this evening, as we gather, we're interceding and we're praying for the following people: Diane Hodge, Deborah Frazier, Sandra Morris, Audrey Hill, Naisha Cooper, Christopher Walker, Chanel Kelly, Monique Parrish, Tamika Stubbs, Johnny Stafford, Janae Thompson, Meredith and Taj Mahalette Friedman, Robert and Terry Sherrills, Diamond Smichael, Latoya Nugent, Shaniqua Munez, Lorraine Williams, Denise Bryant Brooks, Shamara Abdullah, Radona Johnson, Janet Durblin, Nancy Wright, Celeste Johnson, Terry Copeland, Vernon Simmons, Patricia Hill, Justin Mack, Rosalind Archibald, Priscilla Smith, Derek Dominic, Cynthia Hardy, Kikamon Rockmore, Ruth Allen, Annette West, Latoya Hampton, Ralph Everett, Shanika Johnson, Elaine Frank, Kimberly Wright. Please know that we have received all your prayer requests, and Bishop, our Bishop Darius Nixon, has them laid before His altar. He's interceding for you. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your people, gather tonight. Father, we gather in the name that's above every name. Father, we gather touching and agreeing. You said that where two or three are gathered in your name, you were in the midst. So, Father, we know that you are here. So, Father, we open our hearts to you tonight. Father, here we are. We ask you to search us and look in us, oh God. Father, if you find anything that's not like you, extract it. Take it out of us, because our desire is that we choose to live a life that's honest and that is reverential of you. Father, we pray tonight for every person that has sent up a prayer request. All those who have gathered tonight, that we may come in agreement together, that you would look upon your people. We thank you for divine healing resting in the hearts of your people, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, because you are the God that healeth all manner of diseases. You are our God. You are the prayer asking God. So tonight, God, we connect our faith with one another. We connect our faith with one another. And God, we believe that your word is true. We believe your word said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thou soul would prosper. Father, we pray tonight for the prosperity of the souls and the minds and the hearts of your people. We pray that whatever they have laid before you, God, that they would put it all in your hands. Father, we pray in this season that you would guard our gates. God, guard our eye gates that we won't see and look at things that would cause our spirit to be off, that would make the deposits in us that are unfruitful. Father, guard our ears, that we will have an ear to hear what the Spirit is expressively saying, because you're always speaking. Father, we want to hear and we want to know what your will and your plan and your purpose and your destiny is for us. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we would set a watch before the doors of our lips. Father, help us, because you said our tongue is an unruly member. Father, set a watch before the doors of our lips. Father, we will speak that which is edifying. We will speak that which is pushing and propelling. We would lift one another up. We would admonish you in your word, God. We would speak, oh God, your oracles and your principles and your laws and your precepts, oh God. God, we would have the tongue of the learned. We would allow the wisdom of God to rest on us, that when we open our mouths, Father, when we speak, oh God, it won't be us, but it's the authority of your Holy Spirit. It's the power that you put in us, oh God. Father, in this season, oh God, help us to be very mindful of what we throw in the atmosphere with our words, oh God, because they have power and they are life and they are forming. So we will say what you said. You said we are more than overcomers. You said, oh God, that you would take good care of us, oh God. And Father, we declare that this is the season for the body of Christ to cry loud and to spare not, and for us to lift up our voices like a trumpet in Zion. And Father, no matter what the trials, no matter what the tests, no matter how the pain may rack our bodies, we will continue to declare that you are our God and you are for us, and you have already paved the way. So Father, when we get low, Father, we're going to look to the hills, because that's where our help is coming from. You are our helper. You are our helper, God. And God, there's no failure in you. So we declare your divine healing in the lives of your people. We declare the power of your living spirit, that it would rise up in the hearts and the minds of your people, and they would begin to declare that they are who you said they were, that we are not a defeated foe, that you said that we are more than conquerors. And Father, in this season, we bind the spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus. We pray that our eyes and our mind and our hearts would be so focused in the will and the plan of God that we would be careful for nothing, that we would just walk, oh God, in your truth. We would stand, we would do what your word says, to cry loud and spare not, and lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion and tell your people of their transgressions. Father, we pray that we would unite as the Lord's army, oh God, that we would posture ourselves in the place of unity. May the unity of the brethren, when we gather together, that our unity would be so tight that no one would feel out of place, that they would feel nothing but the love and the presence of your spirit, oh God, resonating in us. Father, we thank you, because you're favoring us and you're blessing us and you're so concerned about us. Thank you, Father, because you are the healing God. The word of God says, is there a balm in Gilead? Yes, yes, yes. You are the healing God. There's nothing that you can't do. So we're going to begin to trust you, and we're going to keep looking to the hills. We're going to keep looking to the hills because that's where our help is. We're going to keep standing on your promises. We're going to let the word be the light unto our path. We're going to allow our gates to be so sensitive to what your Holy Spirit is saying. We're going to do the very works of the ministry. We're going to be in a line and in order. Why, God? Because this is the hour. This is the hour you're calling for your sons and your daughters. Oh God, you're calling. God, let our ears hear the call, God. Let our ears hear the call. God, I pray in this season that we would be so our brother's keeper, that we would be so concerned. We would be so kind. We would just be so diligent in the things of you. God, knowing that we are a victorious people, and we thank you. We thank you because you keep blessing us. You just keep turning in us. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what's happening, no matter what I feel, I'm going to arise and I'm going to get up and I'm going to declare the word of the Lord over my life. And I'm going to say what you said. I am above and not beneath. I am an overcomer. We are conquerors. No, no, no. God said we are more than conquerors. So, Father, I thank you tonight for the conquering spirit in your people. I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you anoint every gate. Anoint the eye gates that they may spiritually see. Anoint our hands, Father, that whatever we touch it manifests to goodness. God, that it yields fruit and good fruit. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity that we gather together to draw strength. Encourage the hearts and minds of your people. Let them know, God, that it's not in vain, that you are the God that sits high and you look low. You're watching over us. You're watching over us. And God, we're not going to get tricked in this season. We see the handwriting on the wall, but God, our faith looks up to you. Our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for strength. We thank you for power. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you for insight. We thank you for hindsight. We thank you for foresight. We thank you that we shall be a well-learned people, that we will continue to trust and lean upon you and not lean to our own understanding. But we're going to keep trusting because you got a plan. And God, it includes us all. Oh my God, how you love us. So God, we thank you tonight for loving us. Even when we were unlovable, you loved us. So Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the agape love would run through the airwaves tonight. That we would have such a love and such a concern that even if we saw our sister look like she's going to be distracted, that we'll step right in. With a word of encouragement, with a word of knowledge, with a word of strength. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that as we gather this evening, touching and agreeing for your people. We believe according to your word that in this season, we shall see signs, miracles, and wonders coming to full fruition. Why? Because you said it.
And we're standing on your word. We're standing on your promises. You said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of your word will no wise pass. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the love. We thank you in this season. We shall not get distracted. We shall continue to lift our eyes to the hills. Continue to strengthen your people. Let them lack for no good thing. Provide everything needed and necessary in their lives. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you for the work that you have already done that we shall receive and walk therein. Continue to keep us. Continue to watch over our bishop and his family, Father. Continue, oh God. Continue, oh God, to allow him to be a voice to the nation. And continue to open our gates that we may hear, we may see, we may sense, and we may know that you are watching over us, that you are caring for us. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too difficult to you. So we will continue to look to the hills because that's where our strength is coming. And we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name in Jesus' name. You go and you be blessed. You go and know that you're not fighting this battle by yourself. And please don't forget, we've already won. We've already won. You are victorious. You are an overcomer. This too shall pass. It won't always be like this. Thank you, Jesus. It won't always be like this. It won't always be like this. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.